Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey everyone, we are live right now on YouTube. This is Stephen James, and I'm being joined by my good friend Matt Clark from the amazing Selling Machine. If you guys are joining in live right now, leave a message with your name and where you're from. I want to see who's joining us today. But today we're going to talk about Amazon, amazing Selling Machine, getting started on Amazon, building your online business. And we're here for you guys to answer your questions. So if you guys have any questions for us whatsoever, leave them here in the chat. We'll do the best that we can to answer your questions for you. We're not going to be able to get to every single one of your questions because last time we did this, a lot of people sent a lot of questions. I want to mainly pick the ones that I think will benefit the most amount of people possible in helping them get started building their business on Amazon and making sure this opportunity of the amazing Selling Machine is right for them. Now, over the last week or two, many of you guys that follow me on YouTube have seen a lot of the videos that I've been sharing with you guys, a lot of interviews of people like Matt Clark, like Tatiana, like Angie, like Peter, Nadina, Kevin King, other Amazon sellers that have been through ASM and built a successful online business from it. And right now at the time of this video, Amazing Sell Machine is available to join. They're opening up their enrollments. People have been joining in and they closed the opportunity to join on October 26th. So I want to make sure that for those of you that this is right for, we can answer all the questions that you guys have, any concerns you might have, to make sure it's the right fit for you, as well as just, you know, for those out there that maybe it's not the right fit, still add some value to you guys in helping you guys start your online business in whatever capacity that might be for you. So Matt, I just want to say thank you for joining today. I know you're busy right now, especially with the next few days, cart, you know, closing and everything, but I appreciate you taking the time to add some value here today.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm glad to be here. Like Stephen said, happy to answer any sort of questions. He's running the show, so I'll answer whatever he brings my way, so which is all good. But I know you've already brought a lot of amazing people into our community, so I appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, I mean, as I've shared now, I joined ASM back in 2014, and it's changed my life and Tatiana, and I've shared it with my friends, my brother, family members, and it's a life-changing opportunity. So I want to thank you guys for making this available again. ASM8 is a brand new training. And I want to have you talk a little bit about that for those that don't know much about it. But just to see who's live right now, we got people joining in from all over. We've got people from Dallas, Texas. We got a Min from Yemen. We've got someone here from Turkey, from Long Beach. We have got from Florida, Oregon, India, Jay from India. We got from Merritt, British Columbia, Canada, where I'm from. We got Virginia here. We've got Greece. We've got Moreno Valley, California, Colorado, Ukraine, Toronto, Andrea from Romania. Awesome, guys. Netherlands, Northern California. Someone here from Vancouver, Chicago, Australia. Awesome, guys. Well, again, I want to thank you guys for joining in. Let's dive into it. So if you guys have questions, submit them here in the live chat. I've got a few questions for Matt, and I've been answering questions all week, but I want to ask them to Matt as well, because I know many of you guys probably have the same questions, and you guys are probably thinking some of these things. So I want to make sure I answer those ones as well as a lot of the questions that you guys have.
And by the way, if you guys want to learn more about Amazing Selling Machine, my bonuses, all the things we're talking about, if you don't know much about it, in the description of this video, you guys, I've got a bunch of links. So those links will take you to ASM. It'll take you to my bonuses. It'll take you to everything you need to know that we're talking about in today's video. Now, Matt, do you mind maybe sharing with people a little bit that don't know or maybe know a little bit about what ASM is and some of the impact that you guys have made over the last few years in helping people build an online business?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, ASM basically teaches you how to build an entire physical products business from scratch. Now, what makes it kind of unique, and I can get into the different components and some of the examples of people that have really been impacted by this program. But, you know, kind of like back in the day, I was just like you. Like, I was out there trying to figure out how to build a business. I happened to start with e-commerce, selling some high-end health supplements online. So that's kind of how I got started. And then along the way, you know, I found that, like, Amazon was just kicking my butt. I mean, that was when they really started taking over. I mean, back in, like, I knew everything about SEO, and they were still beating me hand over fist with barely even trying for the same products I was selling. So I started selling on Amazon, learning a lot about Amazon, achieved some big success on Amazon. And then I ended up, you know, meeting the other guy who's the other co-founder of Amazing, Jason. And, you know, he'd basically been creating software and that kind of thing for a long time. So he saw a great opportunity, or I guess we saw a great opportunity, to bring this kind of very unique skill set I had to a lot more people. Because at the end of the day, like, I was only selling about 10 products on Amazon at the time, doing about 100 grand a month in revenue. And that was, you know, I guess years ago. But, you know, there were millions of products on Amazon you could apply the exact same model to. I was selling this tiny little piece, but the same strategies and everything worked to the entire ecosphere of Amazon. And so when we started looking at this, because I had been through a lot of trainings myself, I had bought a lot of trainings, been to events, been to all that kind of stuff. So I'd been in the person's shoes trying to do this. And we, from the very beginning, which impacts how we do everything with ASM, which is why I'm giving a really brief backstory, is, you know, we found from the very beginning that, like, most training out there is basically just giving you information. And so you go through the course or the book or the whatever, and you go through it and you're like, okay, cool. I've learned a lot of stuff, but what have I really accomplished, like, in the real world? I've got all this stuff in my head now, but nothing in my physical world has actually changed. And so when I was designing the original sort of program for Amazing Selling Machine, we took a very different approach, and it's true to this day. Because our whole focus with it is that you actually build a business. We don't care at the end of the day, to be honest, how much you know, how much you can regurgitate about Amazon selling facts and that kind of stuff. All we care is that you've started from wherever you're at and have actually built a successful business, meaning one that is producing consistent, positive cash flow every single month for you, that you can either choose to grow and scale, or you can sell if you want, really whatever your goal is. So that's how we design everything. Now, to make that happen, it's basically four components. So the first component is what we call the web class. And so this is basically an online training course that's been completely updated, completely upgraded for ASM8. And it's over basically 8 modules in 8 weeks. It walks you through from knowing nothing about selling on Amazon, or knowing very little about selling on Amazon, to being a complete expert and having built a successful business on Amazon by the time you finish all the training. Now, it may not happen within the first 8 weeks, but by the time you've gone through and applied everything in those 8 modules, you will have built a successful business. And so that's what the whole 8 modules is about. The beauty of it is that you can basically watch it anytime you want. If you have we have a lot of people that have jobs. Probably most of the people that start with ASM already have a job. So you've got time restriction. You may have kids and all kinds of stuff like that. And so you can basically build this business on your own time, a couple hours a night, an hour in the morning, weekends, whatever you want. And the only part that's kind of not available anytime you want is what we call the weekly group coaching calls. And so they're live one per week, but they're also recorded. And you can submit questions ahead of time. So you can watch those whenever you want to. So not a big deal. So that's the kind of foundation of the program, is the online web class, because it walks you through how to build the business from start to finish. So that's kind of component number 1 of 4. Number 2 of 4 is what we call the ASM mentors. So these are people that have been very successful with this business. Some of them do as much as $5 million a year on Amazon. They're in the community helping people out one-on-one. So if you run into a roadblock, if you have a question, if you have a challenge, they will get you an answer. Like, we've never taken the philosophy, going back to, like, all the stuff that I just said, we've never taken the philosophy that, okay, we'll get these people signed up, dump them in the course, and then whatever happens, happens, or let the community take over. Like, we want to make sure you get answers. We want to make sure you succeed. We want to make sure no big roadblock pops up that, you know, sort of takes your progress to a grinding halt. We want to make sure they work through anything. And the only way we know how to do that, because we can create great training, but it's not going to cover every possible contingency, is to get people that have been in this business, have been successful, and are willing to help. And so we work deals with them to get them inside of there, helping out every single day, literally on like an hourly schedule. We have them in there looking for questions and helping people out. And so a part of that too is the community itself. So that's kind of the third component, is the community. So you're in there with people doing as much as $10, $20 million a year on Amazon, past ASM members, only for ASM members. So you as an ASM 8 member, you get access to that big group of people. In my opinion, one of the best groups for Amazon sellers out there, because we've all been through this shared experience, which is ASM, and the people just love to help other people. And then kind of the fourth component is what we call the private resource vault. You know, some people ask, you know, am I going to need to buy other software and stuff to do this business? And the answer is basically no, because any of them that we find that are kind of essential, that save you a lot of time, we've worked deals on them to be free, at least for a period of time. Like, for example, there's a product research tool that's we've included this time as part of the core training, because it does save you a lot of time. Even ASM 7 members had to kind of do this the manual way. And so ASM 8, one of the upgrades is doing this using a tool, but we don't want you to have to be like, okay, to go do our training, you have to go buy a software tool. We don't want that. It's not a good experience. So we've worked a deal to basically get you 45 days free for that, which is plenty of time to go pick your one product. Then you don't ever have to pay a single dollar to them. And like, if you don't want to, don't, we don't really care. All we wanted to make sure is that you're able to get through that part of the training as quickly as possible, get your product picked so you can move forward. So this private resource vault includes a lot of stuff like that. It also includes like our personal contacts for freight forwarding, for photographers, all that good stuff that you'd have to go hunt around and negotiate prices and all that. You don't have to do any of that. And so when you add up all these discounts and stuff that you're getting as being an ASM 8 member, we found that the private resource vault, if you were to use everything in there, is worth about $10,000 alone. So those are kind of the four components of the new ASM 8. So it's the web class, the mentors, the community, and the private resource vault. So I can take a break unless you want me to go straight into the people that have been successful.
No, I just want to make a comment on that. That's amazing. I mean, especially I didn't know, because this is ASM 8. This is the newest version of ASM. And one thing that you guys don't know is that for every version, Matt and Jason, Mike and Rich, they don't release something unless it's the most relevant and what's working the best today on Amazon. And so everything is pretty much brand new. They're improving it. They're making it better and better. And I think the mentorship that you guys provide, and also something that I'm providing here as well as a bonus for those that are interested in signing up through me, is not only the ASM mentors, but also having me to personally answer your emails and coach you and guide you along this process and this journey. For me, that's invaluable. Like, that's something I wish that I had when I was first starting this journey, that a lot of people don't have. And yes, it does cost a bit more money, but you guys are more focused on getting people results and not just providing a low quality training that gets someone mediocre results. You guys are actually interested in making sure the most amount of people possible change their lives and build their business and actually get results. And so I really love how you guys put so much into that. And that's why you guys have so many success stories and people that have changed their lives with it. So that's awesome. And did you have more that you wanted to say about just ASM in general around that? Or should I dive?
Yes, I mean, those are kind of the main components. I know like later on, we can probably get into some of the guarantees and all that good stuff. But as far as the actual, like what you get when you sign up, like you get access to our completely basically custom platform, because we have gamification and badges built in, not just to like have fun, but so that like, because we know a lot of times like you're out there, a lot of people listening to this, watching this right now are probably, you know, working a job. You may not know a lot of people who own a business. You know, if you sign up for ASM, you may be building this business. Other people are going to think you're crazy. Trust me, we've seen it a million times. People just don't get it until you're successful, obviously. Yeah. And then everyone gets it and they think it's the world's greatest idea, but they never took that risk themselves. And so it's a completely custom built platform because it's got gamification and everything. And so it kind of gives you an extra incentive to keep pushing forward. And that's another value of the community, is you have a place where you can kind of brag about your success, but it feel completely natural because everyone else is kind of cheering you on, and it's a fun place to be. And so that's essentially what you get access to, is basically the four components all built into that platform. And then at the end of the day, I mean, it's a very human component too. I mean, we are literally here. Like, I'm here in our office, and you know, we're literally here to sort of make this stuff work for you. We've got an entire support team. We've got mentors, Rich and Mike, who are leading up a lot of the training, both been successful with this business. Jason and me, you know, we're all here to basically support you and make sure that you're successful.
Yeah. And one thing I know you guys don't really mention, you know, with ASM, but you guys put on a live event every year. And I think that's one thing that makes you guys different that I know I gravitated towards. And because having that in-person meetup and you guys have thousands of people that come out to your live events, that's invaluable. In fact, just by meeting other people and some of the friendships and connections that you make, that's been one of my favorite parts of being a member of you guys and being a part of that community. And I've now been to, I think, three of your events, and they're some of the best events out there. So that's one thing that often isn't talked about, that if you can make it to an event, you don't have to go. And you guys also do recordings of it and whatnot as well. But, you know, if you're able to make it to one of their live events, there's nothing like it. So that's another piece that I love. And you guys also have, as you mentioned, some pretty incredible guarantees. I want to make sure that we talk about that as well for those that might be a little bit fearful or skeptical. I totally understand. Matt and Jason have put together some pretty amazing guarantees to help ease any concerns that you guys might have around that as well. I see, by the way, there's more people that are joining in live. So if you guys are joining in, I see all the questions that are coming in. I appreciate that. You guys can continue with that. We'll try to get through as many of these as possible. I don't think there's going to be a way that we can answer all of them, but we'll do the best that we can. And even if we don't answer them, then you guys can always email me if you're on my email list, any additional questions that you guys have as well. So my next question for you is, who is this for? Okay. And who is this not for?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I guess we can start with, you know, kind of who is this for? We'll start with that one, kind of arbitrary, but yeah, who is this for? So, I mean, for us, it's for people that really want to build a good, solid, long-term business. I mean, that's kind of what differentiated us from all the kind of typical like internet marketing stuff is at the end of the day, like we're helping people build like a solid, long-term business. And like the value in that is not just that it sounds nice, is that, you know, that's why we have people that have built this business and have sold it for millions of dollars. Like just interviewed one myself, because I wish I had brought it with me, but it's in my office in there. But they basically have written a letter to me, a 2-page letter. And then I sort of came home to it after we put on the most recent live event, like the one you talked about. And I was reading this letter, it's just an amazing story. Like they were like, yeah, we just toasted with our champagne glasses because it's been an amazing journey over the past couple of years. It's a couple named Leia and David. And they basically had started with $500 with their first product and just sold their business in August, so a couple months ago, for $4 million. And one, like the husband was a medical device salesman and like she was like freelance graphic designer. So it's not like they had this crazy prior experience or something. And their first objective is what they kind of wrote in the letter, which is pretty cool. Is this, they called it like Operation Bring Daddy Home because they had like 2 young kids. And that was their initial goal, was just to have a business that produced enough income where he didn't have to travel 4 or 5 days a week, you know, selling medical devices, I guess. So that was their first goal. And then, so they're producing good, solid cash flow. And then they basically end up selling this business for a life-changing amount at the end of the day. And now they're back at it building another business because they see so much opportunity. So those are the kind of people that we think this is really for. Now, it doesn't mean that, like, you know, you're in this situation when you're married and you have kids and all that. We've had people older, younger, you know, across the world, everywhere, sort of like build this kind of business. But it's people that really want to build something. Like if you're sitting here trying to figure out a way where you can kind of go trick Google and that kind of thing and, you know, run, you know, get, you know, 50 fake Facebook ad accounts banned and like play those kind of games, like that's probably not a good option. Like we want people that are willing to kind of like dig in, work hard, stay committed and not give up. And so I guess like on the other end of things, like who is this not for? In my opinion, it's not for people that are basically trying to look for some sort of quick way to kind of make $10,000 in the first month. At the end of the day, like this business takes a little bit to build. You're kind of taking inventory, you're reinvesting in inventory. So there is a bit of a ramp up time. And also you get to the point too, where like it's beneficial to kind of reinvest in inventory because that's how you can grow your business even faster. So that's kind of a thing we have to think about is like, and the other thing is too, is that sometimes we get people who like they get their first roadblock and they just quit. And, you know, they get so excited and they see all the success stories and everything like that. But then when they're kind of putting their own stuff on the line, they get to their first roadblock, a supplier doesn't respond, or they get a sample that's messed up, or they can't find their perfect product opportunity in the first hour of doing research. And then they basically come to like a stop. It's, you know, at the end of the day, like anybody who's been successful in this business or any business, I'm sure Stefan has probably told you a lot of this kind of stuff on his YouTube videos, is that in the day, like one of the key ingredients is being able to push through the crap that happens. Because at any point, like, you're always going to run into that stuff. And so you have to come in with the mindset that stuff is going to happen. It doesn't matter how great the training is. Like, you're starting a million miles ahead of everyone else. There's still going to be stuff that happens. It's kind of like, even the more successful you become, the more stuff that can't even happen, just because things are moving faster, more moving pieces. You've got staff and lots of products out there and all kinds of different things going on. So you have to just come with the mindset that you're going to push through that. So if you're sitting here thinking that it's going to be like smooth and rosy and there's never going to be an issue, then it's, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. So we want people that kind of have an honest mindset. They're coming here. They know they're going to push through. They know they want to build something good, solid for the long term. And so, yeah, that's kind of, I guess, what makes the most sense from based on what we've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, what you're saying is right. I mean, any entrepreneur that is successful is resourceful, you know, and you're going to hit obstacles. You're going to hit a wall. But, you know, if you're the kind of person that hits a wall and then you easily get discouraged and give up, then I hate to say it, but maybe entrepreneurship's not the best path for you. But if you're the kind of person that you hit a wall and you find a way over it, under it, around it, you break through it, and you've committed to finding the way, then, you know, you can succeed with this. And especially because you have so much to help you that even if you do get stuck and you do hit that wall, you've got people like myself that can guide you past that. They've already probably hit those same walls or those same barriers that you have. But I want to talk a little bit about the price of the program, because I know that's one big objection that a lot of people have as well. Some people, they can afford it. They're committed. They're serious about building their business. Other people, they struggle with that. And I kind of, you know, I have my thoughts on that as well. But I mean, even that already is an obstacle for some people, that they're not finding ways to maybe get around that or commit to it. And maybe it's not for everyone. That's totally fine. But what are your, you know, for those people out there that can't afford it right now, what would you advise for someone like that? I know you guys do have payment plans, but there's only really so much that you can do to really help them with that.
Yes. I mean, like, you know, the kind of the way that I've always seen it, it's like, there's two kinds of people that I think can be really successful with this kind of thing. Like, one is people that have already had success in something else. Like, maybe it's a job or a business or whatever. So they're, maybe money's not so much of an issue. It doesn't mean they're worth millions of dollars, but they're okay. Like, they can afford the price of the program and stuff like that, buy inventory. It's not going to be a big issue if it doesn't work out. And the other people are people that are just hungry. Like, they really want to make something work. Like, I know you've interviewed Peter and Adina. They were in that position. They were living in Romania. Romania itself doesn't make very much money. They weren't necessarily doing very well financially, so they didn't have a lot of money, even in a country that doesn't have that much money. And they made this business work. Now they have $1 million plus a year business, which means that if you do the math, that business is worth about $1 million based on the multiples we see for this kind of physical product business, which is insane. Like, I don't know that much about Romania, to be honest, but I have to imagine there's not a whole lot of millionaires living in that country. And they basically have built this from scratch over the past like couple of years. And so, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you have to decide like how hungry you are to make this thing work. And it's like, I'm never going to advise somebody, you know what you should do? Like, here are alternative options for paying the thing. You can borrow money. You can use a credit card. You can get a loan. You can do all these kind of things. Like, I'll never talk about that stuff or advise that kind of stuff, because I think those are solutions that are only right for people if they're really willing to make this thing work. And so I've been there before. I've been in the situation where, like, I was building my first business. It was producing a lot of revenue, but profit was horrible. And I had to sort of had my back against the wall, had $100,000 on an American Express bill, and had to make it work. And I've been in that situation, so I know what it's like, and I know the power that it can kind of, like, give you. But I can't say what I don't want somebody to be like, Yeah, you know, Matt said, like, just use a credit card to buy for this thing. And then you end up in a credit card debt because you don't, like, you know, take the action afterwards. And so that's kind of a decision for you. But like Peter and Adina, they put money on credit card. They borrowed from friends and family and all that sort of good stuff. And so at the end of the day, that kind of decision is up to you. But those options are what people have done in the past. But you got to be motivated. But yeah, as far as the price of the program, I mean, it's $39.97 for the basic option. Or you can get five payments of $9.97. So your initial sort of out-of-pocket cost for the first month is $997. So maybe that's palatable to you, maybe not, but that kind of is the situation. Then obviously you'll need to invest some money in inventory and that kind of thing, which you can start on the low end of like a few hundred bucks. More typically is a couple thousand dollars. And so once again, it kind of depends on your level of motivation and that kind of thing, where you start and how hard you're willing to look at opportunities. Because like once you get in, you could say like, man, like the only opportunities I'm finding is they want these high MOQs and I have to spend $5,000 on inventory. And it's like, we know that that's not true. but that may just be the easy ones you're finding. You may need to dig a little deeper, may need to like do a little more product research, and to find opportunities that you can start with $500, because they're definitely out there. So yeah, that's kind of how the sort of investment side, I guess, works of ASM.
Yeah. Awesome. And, how much, you know, amount of time would you say? Cause you know, a lot of people that join ASM, most people that are starting their business, they've already got a full-time job. They've already got maybe other obligations or maybe a business on the side. And this is more of something they're starting on the side with whatever free time they have. What would you say is a good amount of time that someone can go through the training or just build their business in general with?
Yeah. You know, kind of the cool thing about this business is that like the amount of time you put in is pretty directly related to how successful your business is. And I don't mean that you're putting in the time to drive more success in your business. I mean that as your business picks up, it requires more time. We don't have a whole lot of examples. Maybe you've heard some. Out of all the people I've talked to, I don't know a whole lot of examples of people that were like, man, you know, I was working 15 hours a day on this business and 8 hours a day, like working on my job. Usually it's a pretty good trade-off. Like we've got so many people. I mean, one is next door, Mike McClary. And basically that'll build this business. And, you know, as the business grows, like it takes up a little more time, but by that time it's spitting off pretty good cash flow. And then they make the decision. Okay. My business is replacing my income, or I see the path that it's going to replace my income. Now I can kind of get rid of this whole job thing and focus on this full time. So usually is a pretty kind of, smooth trade-off from that respect. And so at the beginning stages, especially true, it doesn't require a whole lot of time. There's not a whole lot of time you can spend. Because, you know, I just kind of went through this whole process again and like launched a new kind of case study brand beginning of last year. And so I was kind of back in everyone's shoes. And it's pretty cool how it works at the beginning, because like, it's not like you're spending, you know, a million hours a day. It's kind of like you do some product research. In our case, you're going to watch some videos, learn how to do the product research. You do some product research. Then you're kind of contacting suppliers. So then you kind of have a waiting game. You got to wait for them to get back to you. And then you contact them. Then you order some samples and you got to wait to get the samples. And then you finally order your inventory and then you got to wait for the inventory. Now there's stuff you can do in this whole time, but it's not like a backbreaking 12 hours a day. Like if you spend a consistent like 1 to 2 hours a day, like that's plenty really until your product kind of starts taking off more. When your product starts taking off more, that's when you can sort of spend more time, because you can do, you'll have customer service will be picking up, or you can obviously like pay somebody else to do that. You can launch more products. You can do more marketing on social media, on the ad platforms that we teach you how to use inside of ASM. So that's when you start getting to the point where like, I could turn this into like some sort of like full-time work I'm doing. But yeah, at first it's probably 1 to 2 hours a day is plenty just to get the ball moving. And even if you wanted to spend more time, it wouldn't really make sense at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know for myself, when I joined ASM, I didn't have much time. In fact, when I actually joined because, you know, the opportunity was available and I wanted to take advantage of it, but I wasn't actually able to start the training till like a few months after that. And even then, I had all these other projects and stuff that I was doing. So I was only really able to spend a few hours a week on it. But I actually found that that was more than enough time, because even a lot of time you're kind of waiting for suppliers, you're kind of waiting for shipments and samples and the packaging to get done and a few things like that too. And so one thing I will also mention too, because one question I get asked a lot is whether or not if they join, and I know it's an 8-week class, but if you can't go through it all at once, are you going to fall behind? And even if you do, it's okay, because you get access to this training. You can go through it whenever you're more comfortable, whatever pace that you want, as well as I know you guys have for previous members of ESM always given them the most updated, the newest version as well. So This is a long-term training program that they're providing for you. So when you join, you're not only just getting ESM, but you're also getting any of the additional updates and things that can help you long term to build your business, because building a business is more than 8 weeks, right? It's several months, several years. You're always going to be going back to the training and applying things and really building it up. And so that's one other thing I want to mention as well.
Yep.
Cool. Another question I have is, or a question that some people have submitted here, is one person was wondering, and I get this quite a bit too, is just about the whole Amazon opportunity. Some people are worried that it's too competitive, that it's saturated, that, you know, there's not as much money that can be made for someone like that. So for someone like them, that's just getting started with this. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, so obviously, like, I don't agree. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here kind of putting the ASM8 opportunity in front of people. But, like, there's a lot of different, I guess, points of data that I can kind of share, I guess. So, like, and kind of like what we've been including, what we've kind of been communicating is, like, look at Amazon right now. Highest market cap in history. Jeff Bezos became the richest man on the planet this year. They had their biggest single sales day ever, which is their Prime Day 2017. And so, like, all this stuff is showing you that Amazon is absolutely at its prime right now. And I think that it's honestly just getting started. Like, if you compare their year-over-year growth between last year and this year versus the kind of quarterly numbers that have been released so far, it's about 25%, which means that this year they'll do about $170 billion in sales, whereas last year they did, quote-unquote, only $130 billion in sales. So that's a massive growth for a company of this size. It's kind of unheard of. And then they've been growing at this rate for years, for a long time. And so it's not that unreasonable to think that in the next 3 to 5 years, they'll be doing $300 to $500 billion a year in revenue. And so by you doing nothing else other than getting in this platform and launching products, your business can double over that time period. And literally you've done nothing other than kind of like ridden the wave of Amazon. And so that's kind of some interesting data to kind of think about anyways. And then we have all the kind of more anecdotal data from being tapped in with so many members and everything. Like I talked about Leia and David, you know, they basically just sold a business for $4 million. And what are they doing right now? Building another business with the exact same model, the exact same platform. They wouldn't be doing that if they thought the opportunity was over. Got another one, you know, Brandon sold his business for a couple $1 million, right back at it, building another brand, exact same business model, exact same platform, because right now they see it as kind of a rinse and repeat thing. It's just so kind of formulaic, the way you can build this kind of business from scratch. And also, you know, not even thinking about just the U.S. I know we got a lot of people, you're mentioning people from kind of all over the world, Greece and everywhere else, is that there's a lot of opportunity internationally as well. In the past, like when we were sort of first started teaching this stuff, because we're ASM8, which means there's been 8 of these, believe it or not, which is kind of insane. But when we were back at the, you know, kind of the beginning ASM1 days, basically what we were teaching people is U.S. only, doesn't matter where you live. We were teaching them, look at products that are selling between $20 and $40. Look at products that are less than a pound. And that was kind of, and look at products that are top 100 in their category. That is a tiny segment of products versus everything sold on Amazon. Nowadays, we found out that the same exact opportunities apply whether the product is sold for $10 or, you know, $500. It doesn't really matter whether the product is 1 pound or 10 pounds. Whether the product is sold in the U.S. or in an international platform, this kind of has opened up the whole playing field. And so right now is kind of where we see is kind of like the heyday of making this thing work, because it's not being applied. The model that we teach and has been so successful for our members is not being applied to the vast majority of products out there yet anyways. Like on Amazon, for example, you can also find opportunities, especially if you're in Europe and that kind of thing. If you're in the U.S., we still recommend you start with the U.S. if you're a new seller. But if you're in Europe, Amazon UK, huge opportunity. Amazon Germany, even bigger opportunity. Amazon Japan's a big opportunity, if you're in Japan. Now, I wouldn't recommend you go crossing language barriers for your first product. Stick to a language that you know. If you know, Japanese or German, sure, go for it. Otherwise, start in a platform that you're more familiar with. But all I'm trying to say here is that the number of opportunities has opened up like crazy, and on top of Amazon's kind of crazy growth. And so those, which is why, like, we don't really see much of an issue at all with competition right now.
Yeah. I think I also, one thing that makes you guys stand apart as well is that you're not just helping people sell on Amazon. I think that's kind of, you know, the initial impression of it, but you guys are helping people build something bigger than that. You're helping them build a brand, and that brand might mean selling outside of Amazon or even driving traffic from outside of Amazon too. So, you know, if you're just launching a product and your only way of getting sales is Amazon search and Amazon ads, then yeah, you're probably competing more with all the other products that are out there for it. But if you guys are doing what ASM also teaches, and what I also teach as part of my bonuses as well, is how to drive traffic from social media, how to drive traffic from Facebook, from Instagram, from Twitter, from YouTube, from blogging, SEO, press releases, all these different ways, then you don't really have to worry as much about competition. And that's one thing that I've tried to do with the bonuses that I provided, is to help people have such a huge advantage over anyone else on Amazon. And even people that, you know, join me, even other ASM members that don't have access to the bonuses and the help that I'm providing, because I've been very skilled at building a big audience, getting a lot of traffic, marketing things online. And I think when you're focused on building something bigger than Amazon, you really don't you don't have to worry about that as much. And so I think that's what I've been trying to help people look bigger picture with. Because if you're sending traffic to Amazon, your Amazon listing, Amazon's going to love you for that. You're going to be getting sales that other products on Amazon aren't getting. You're going to rank higher. You're going to get more reviews. You're going to be able to build your email list. There's a lot of things that you can do beyond just Amazon. So that's one thing I also want to throw into, and that's why I don't really worry about competition much either, is that if you have the right marketing plan and strategy, you know, then, and either way too, you don't necessarily want your entire business just dependent on Amazon long-term. I think they're the best way to start, but then looking at, you know, maybe also selling on a WooCommerce store on your website, or, you know, more international, diversifying your business in different ways too. So I think that's one thing I know you guys go a lot deeper into later in the training, as well as your events and other things like that too. But I also want to throw that out there for those that aren't aware of that.
I mean, like, that's a really good point. You know, at the end of the day, like, the reason we focus so much on Amazon is not just the amount of revenue they're producing, but how much easier they make the business. Like, I started off running my own e-commerce stores, like, outside of Amazon before I even knew how to sell on Amazon. And there's a lot of things that, like, you kind of take for granted when you sell on Amazon. Like, payment processing is never the fun part of a business to deal with. And then you have to deal with, you know, fraud and crap like that on top of that. So you got to deal with payment processing. You've got to deal with a lot more customer service, and you have to deal with shipping and all that sort of stuff that with Amazon takes care of a lot of that stuff. And the Amazon too, like, the big value of it is really the conversion rate that you get, not even just the traffic. But, you know, if you were sending traffic from like Facebook or YouTube to your own e-commerce store, your conversion rate is going to be a fraction of what it's going to be on Amazon. Now, with Amazon, you're giving them a little bit of a fee. You know, some people are like, I don't want to give them their 15%. If you're giving them 15%, but your conversion rates are double or triple what they'd be on your e-commerce store, totally worth it financially. Not just because of the automation that it provides, but yeah, that's a really good point. It's like, you know, a lot of times people talk about competition on Amazon. They're talking about competition for a specific product or a specific keyword search. But if you're using your own traffic source, like you've built an audience on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, wherever else, then Amazon is just helping you sort of increase conversion rates and do a lot of automation and provide that instant trust with the audience you're building. So at the end of the day, you're kind of like living in your own world, but you're using it as a way to kind of make the business a lot easier on yourself.
Perfect. I'm going to a few questions here from YouTube. One of them is someone's asking whether or not they need a business license to get started selling on Amazon.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people we know start just basically selling under their personal name. You know, having been in, like, I basically, before I started doing anything in business, like in Texas, I literally, it's kind of funny now, but I literally walked down to the Capitol, which is now right down the street from us, basically went and registered a business for $300 with a check and everything. And so you can do that online now, lots of different sources. You can do it pretty much in any state that you want, or I guess country if you're in a different country. So it's still what I would personally recommend, but it is a personal recommendation. A lot of people start just under the personal name. I'd set up an LLC from the beginning, but you don't have to. There's no requirement to do that.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So a few questions I have are just around the private labeling process. Do you mind maybe sharing with people a little bit that aren't familiar with private labeling, how that works? And I know you guys have already done a lot of free video training on that. And yeah. By the way, for those that want to learn more about ASM, as well as watch the free videos that they have available, which are all expiring on October 27th, you can still watch them and get access to them. I have the links in the description of this YouTube video. So click on through there and you'll be able to get more information, more details that will probably answer more of your questions around that. But just around private labeling, you know, I know that, for example, you know, finding suppliers in China, even the shipping process, people ask about that, shipping from, let's say, China, the packaging, the labeling of the product, sending it to Amazon's fulfillment centers. Do you mind just sharing a quick rundown of that process?
Yes. I mean, like, the model that we teach that's been most successful for us, it's been most successful for our members, is basically creating your own brand of a product. Now, you know, like, using the links that he's sharing below the video, you could find out like the whole process for product selection. But basically, once you find a product that's a good opportunity on Amazon, then you are essentially going out there and creating your own version of that product. Like, to give you an example, I can just pull this out. Like, this, like, cell phone case, you know, this is probably not going to be an example that would make sense because this market is just so competitive. But say you had been through the whole thing and you find out that, like, you know, an iPhone case is a good opportunity. So then you're not going to be out there like contacting that brand and be like, can I sell your product? Like, that's not the model we're teaching. And you would basically say, okay, iPhone cases are a great opportunity because they met all the criteria taught on ASM. So I'm going to go out there and source an iPhone case and create my own brand of them is basically what you're doing. And so to sort of make that happen, you basically just go find a manufacturer. If you're looking for like physical kind of products like that, that doesn't go in your body or on your body, then basically they're going to come from China. So you're going to go to Alibaba.com. And so then you would just type in iPhone case and you'll see thousands of manufacturers. And then you contact them and start the communication back and forth, ask what different options they have. You check that versus what you're seeing as popular on Amazon. And you basically find the one that's similar to the ones that are selling well that you think people will buy more of on Amazon, which you can kind of validate by looking at reviews on Amazon of existing products. So that's basically the process for that. Now, if it's like a beauty product or a nutritional supplement or that kind of thing, then that's typically going to come from the US. And so for those ones, you don't go to Alibaba, you just go to Google and type in like, you know, given a simple example, like vitamin D private label. And you'll find thousands of manufacturers out there that'll basically take a generic vitamin D product and put your own label on it, own label on the bottle. Now, this means that like regardless of where you're sourcing the product from, you need a brand name and a logo, which we walk through all of that in ASM, but you're essentially just creating something that fits the market. So if you're selling, you know, kind of hardcore fitness product, it's going to be a different kind of brand name, different logo than if you're selling some like natural health supplement stuff. It's just kind of, we all know this stuff from shopping like consumers, but that's basically what you're doing. So you just want to make sure that there's no trademark on the name, which is easy to search online. And it's not being used by anybody else, which easiest way is going to Google, put it in quotes, and you can find if there's any kind of direct references to it. And then, yeah, so you just go get your logo created, which you can do for as little as $5 on Fiverr. Or if you want to get a little fancier, you can go to like 99 Designs or something and get a logo created. And then you send those to the manufacturer and they will create your version of that product with the label on it. Now, how that process works depends on the kind of product. If it's an iPhone case, like this one here has this tiny little kind of logo right here. So then that's how that would work. If it was a supplement bottle, then it's kind of just going around the bottle. And so the labeling process is a little different, but essentially they mainly just need your brand name and logo. And then so once they create that product that's branded the way that fits your brand with your logo and everything, then they'll basically, you have to find a way to get that from the manufacturer to Amazon. So if the products are coming from the US, then they'll send it likely just to Amazon. So you can go inside your Amazon Seller Central account. You can print shipping labels to PDFs and you just email those to the manufacturer. They stuff them in all the boxes and those shipping labels already tell UPS basically where to send all those boxes across the country to Amazon's warehouses. Then that part is done. You just wait for that inventory to show up in your Amazon Seller Central account and you're live and available for sale. Now, if the products are coming from China, then you're going to need, depending on how heavy the product is, you may or may not need a freight forwarder. So what a freight forwarder does is they handle a lot of the kind of semi kind of complicated logistics that happen to get all the way products from a manufacturer in China all the way to the right warehouses in Amazon. So in video number two, which I'm sure Stefan has a link to below, but video number two, we kind of, if you enter your email address there, there's a download link to get a interview we did with one of our actual freight forwarders. You get their name and contact info, so you can use them if you want. All you would do is whenever your manufacturer sends you an email and they're like, okay, your product's ready for shipment, all you would do is contact the freight forwarder and say, hey, my product is at this manufacturer. Here's all their contact info. Here's where Amazon says it needs to go. Or in some cases, they'll get it to their warehouses in the US first and then send it to Amazon. And then they'll basically handle everything that sort of makes that happen. So you don't have to figure this stuff out yourself. You don't have to worry about a lot of that hassle that is kind of complicated to figure out, especially if you're new. It's just not worth it. It doesn't really matter how experienced you are. You're probably typically still going to want to use a freight forwarder. Now, if the product is light and small and it's economical to ship by air, which we teach you all these calculations in ASM, but if it's cost effective to ship by air, there is a chance that you can use the same process as US manufacturers to get the products from China. So it's not going to be shipped by sea on boats. It'll literally just come from airplanes, like usually DHL is another shipping company. And so you basically would just send those labels over there, or you can have the product shipped somewhere in the US to kind of sort through the inventory and then go to Amazon. So you're kind of bypassing a freight forwarder. Though a lot of times for air shipment, it still makes sense to let a freight forwarder sort of take care of the hassle. The cost is not very expensive, and it's just one less thing you have to worry about and learn along the way.
Awesome. Yeah, that was really in depth. And I think, you know, obviously there's a lot of logistics to something like that, and it's kind of hard to explain everything without showing some of that stuff too. But I think one of the important processes that you guys focus on teaching heavily as well is just building a good relationship with the right suppliers too, because a good supplier can help you with the packaging and you know, even shipping, especially if they have experience already shipping to Amazon as well. So it's really important to make sure you have some good relationships with the suppliers out there as well. Next question I have is, what are some of the biggest failures that you've seen from people that are starting their business on Amazon? I watched a bit of the live stream you guys did the other day with the four of you guys, and you're talking about some of the failures. So for those that are watching right now, just what are the kind of the pitfalls for people to avoid in starting this business?
Yeah, I mean, so like the first two that come to mind are like very closely related. One is not picking a product, and the other one is picking the wrong product. And so some people, for whatever reason, I think they get cold feet or something, and they get sort of like analysis paralysis, and they're like sitting there trying to figure out what product to pick, and they just kind of like keep spinning their wheels, and they're like, I don't know, I could go with this one, I could go with this one, I could go with this one. Push through it. So the process we recommend is we show you step by step how to get like a group of products that are pretty good opportunities, like 15 to 20 pretty good opportunities. We teach you how to narrow that down to 3 really good opportunities, and then basically how to narrow that down to 1. And then once you narrow it down to 1, you're ordering multiple samples for that one product, so you can sort of find the highest quality manufacturer for that opportunity, then you go for it. And so pushing through that opportunity and just not getting caught up. Like at the end of the world, it's not the end of the world if the first product you sell is not the ultimate one that kind of changes your life. Like if you follow everything we teach, it's going to be a good opportunity. You're not going to have an issue of getting stuck with inventory or any of that kind of stuff. You'll do well with that product and you'll learn a lot. But it's like getting that learning is more important than having the world's greatest product. And so do that as quickly as possible is kind of the first thing that we've seen kind of trip people up. Second thing is when people kind of have something in their head that, oh, I want to do this product, and they try to force the opportunity on Amazon. So they're like, you know, it's kind of bending this rule here, kind of bending that rule here, but like, I really want to do this product. That's almost always ends in disaster. And so be very rational, be very kind of strict about making sure that the opportunity meets the criteria. Now, it kind of blew my mind. Honestly, I've never heard this before, so I was always learning new stuff myself. But when I interviewed Leia and David the other day, they said that 90% of the opportunities that they found, they did by just walking around local stores. And so they gave the example of like, I don't know if it's in Canada too, but I know in the US there's like a sporting goods store called Dick's. And so basically typical big sporting goods store, they have everything for fitness related. And so like they were given the example of like, if you want to be in the fitness market, or you are in the fitness market, go to the store, find out what's on the big kind of shelving displays and all that sort of stuff. But once you find kind of new opportunities there, you're still validating them against all the same criteria on Amazon. So it's not like you're not using the criteria we've proven to be right. You're just kind of going at it a different way. So that, I guess, is fine as long as you still use whatever criteria we teach you to validate the opportunity. Because if it doesn't meet it, then there's a chances are you could be setting yourself up for failure. And we've seen people do it. We've seen people go out there and launch products that they think are going to do well, and they either take forever to get live because it's way too complicated, or it just doesn't work out and nobody wants to buy it because it wasn't a good opportunity to begin with. So regardless of like how you find the opportunities, whether it's in your head, whether it's at a store, or whether it's just using the process that we teach, make sure the one that you go with meets all the criteria. Everything from bestsellers rank to number of reviews to whether it can be private labeled, competition level, profit margin is a huge one, because the last thing we want to do, which we've seen people do, is they kind of cheat here and there on opportunities and they end up getting a product live that can't actually make good money unless they drop the price like crazy, and it's completely demotivating. They're like, why am I doing this to not make any money? That could have been solved up front by choosing the right product. And so I think that's an important one. And then the last kind of big one is what I was talking about earlier, is kind of pushing through the roadblocks. So things are going to happen. I mean, that's why if you join ASM, we've got mentors and everything else. There's no excuse to not keep pushing forward. Because if anything happens, chances are it's not the first time it's happened. We've probably had hundreds of people who've had the same issue. We've probably had mentors who've had the same issue, or Mike and Rich or myself or whoever has probably also had the same issue. And so there's no reason why you can't get an answer to how to solve that issue and push through it and basically build a business that at the end of the day changes your life. And that's why you got in there at the beginning. And so keep that mindset of keep thinking about why you got in here in the first place. And that'll help give you some perspective when things happen along the way.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's why it's so important to get the help and to get the right training for a business like this, just because There's a lot of logistics to it, but also you're investing a lot of money to get started, you know, and you're creating your inventory and you're putting a lot of time in to launch your product and whatnot. And picking the right product, I mean, can literally make or break your success. And, you know, you guys have the mentors, but that's also, I have my bonuses as well for those that want me to look over their product opportunities and give personalized feedback on them and help you decide on the best product for you. That will be a winning product that can help you build your brand and have the most success with it. I think that's been one thing, because of the previous ASM launches, I've now reviewed hundreds of products out there and I've literally saved so many people a lot of money and a lot of wasted time by choosing a product that certain things they just weren't able to notice that I'm able to notice because I have a lot more experience than them with this. So get help with that process. It's one of the most important parts of it. And if I were to throw in something too, I think also, you know, a lot of people with the marketing in general of the product. And I think I've noticed a lot of people that I've worked with that, you know, try to sell on Amazon without a good training like ASM. They just think that if I put up my product, if I build it, then they will come. And they just expect Amazon to do everything for them. And yes, Amazon has a lot that can really help you, but you still have to, you know, drive the ship and promote and market your product. And especially that phase of launching the product, I think that's so important. That's a really valuable time where you can get a lot of traction on Amazon and really rank it and get a huge boost that can get you a lot of momentum moving forward with that. And so one of the bonuses that I've provided is a product launch formula that I've created and modified and made that on top of what ASM teaches will help you be able to really create a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz, build a pre-launch list while you're waiting for your product to get ready. A lot of things you can do so that when you launch that product, it's going to, you know, have a huge boost right off the gate and do really well for you. So I've noticed that's, you know, some people struggle with that, but I think if you have the right guidance and training on that, then that's something that you can actually do really, really well that can stand you apart from other Amazon sellers out there as well.
Yep, absolutely. You know, we used to see a lot of people that would kind of like, they get so excited about like making money with Amazon that like, they think that, you know, that's what they're there for, but then they start like building the business and they get more excited about building their brand. And now they have this cool, unique product that's had their brand name on it that they've invented and everything. And then they finally do all this like sourcing and they create their brand and their logo and they get the product live and they're like, wow, like I'm done. And like, the thing is like, that's where you're just getting started. Like the whole making money part of the reason you got into business in the first place, like it all comes after you get your product live. Cause up until that point, you've kind of just spent money. And so where all the money comes from is when you actually do the promotion, do the marketing and do everything once you get your product live. So it's another important thing to kind of come in this with is the idea that like getting my product live is only the first step and not even necessarily the most important step. The most important step is when you get the kind of machine going after that. Like you're talking about launching your product and also the ongoing sales.
Totally. Yeah. So some questions here from YouTube. One is someone's asking about gated categories. Do you recommend going after gated categories? And if so, how can they ungate the category?
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a complicated process. I mean, we have training in ASM that kind of teaches you how to get past like gated categories. Definitely doable. I mean, there is a list of categories in case people are wondering, like with the kind of video one that we've released, like there's a list of categories to avoid and categories that we recommend. So as long as it's not on that list, there are some that are gated, which just means in case anybody, nobody else knows, is that Amazon's kind of locked down the category. It means you kind of need special approval to sell in there as a new seller. There are ways to get around it. It's perfectly okay. In some cases, you have to pay a little bit of money. And so like, you know, it just kind of depends. We teach all those kind of like trade-offs in ASM.
Perfect. Awesome. And then someone's asking about customs when shipping from China to the US.
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, like if you're using the right kind of freight forwarder, like they make all that stuff super simple for you. So I was like, I remember back in the day when I was first figuring out how to like, because I started off as health supplements. So my entire experience for the first handful of years was sourcing products from the US. Sourcing from China, it's like, how the heck do you do this customs? Who do you pay money to? I was like, I don't even understand how this works. And fortunately, the freight forwarders make it super simple. Like they'll kind of let you know, okay, there's this little bill for customs. Like usually it's not a big part of your order, but there will be a little bit of money you likely have to pay, but the freight forwarder will kind of sort all that out for you. So it's kind of funny. Like I honestly couldn't tell you every detail of how all that works because I tend to just want the freight forwarder to take care of it because there's no reason why you have to figure that stuff out yourself. But obviously, use a good freight forwarder. I mean, the one we recommend in video two, perfectly good. They do a good job. So they're a good person to start with. And maybe there's some other ones out there too.
Awesome. Someone's asking, we already kind of answered this, but might as well expand this question. Is ASM suitable for European sellers as well? Just a lot of people are joining us from all over the world right now. So can people from anywhere in the world do it? I know there might be some countries that Amazon doesn't allow you to set up an account in that country, but I know there's even ways around that as well, but, you know, setting up different countries and whatnot. But people just around the world, can they do this? Can they sell on Amazon and get started?
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, you know, we've helped people from over 100 different countries. So really, no matter where you're from, it's like we've helped people get set up to sell on Amazon. Now, in a lot of countries, it's super easy. You literally just use a local. The only trickier part is like getting paid, really. And so like in a lot of countries, you can just use a local bank account. Even if you're selling into another country, like you can use a local bank account if you're selling in the US from like UK, for example, in a lot of countries. There's another group of countries that you just need to get an account with something like World First, which we show you how to do all that stuff. And they can get you a bank account set up and you can just use them. And then there are another group of countries that I'm sure if you live in one of these countries, you're very familiar with that. It can be a little more difficult to do banking and stuff there. Like motorcycle going by, but like Nigeria, for example. If you live in the country and you're out there trying to do international business, you probably know that it is difficult to do banking from that country. But even from there and other countries, we have ways where you can get set up. It's not an issue from any country whatsoever. So we provide a bit of guidance under video one that Stefan has a link to below, but we provide completely detailed guidance inside of ASM. Now, as far as, you know, specifically for European sellers, at the end of the day, Amazon's platforms are pretty much direct replications of each other. Amazon didn't say like, you know, how should we build a platform for Amazon UK? It's a copy of the US platform. It's just they've tailored it to that country for language base. All the products are tailored to that country. It's not literally all the same products. You have to kind of get brands over there and stuff. And so, but it's the same exact platform. All the marketing stuff works the same. Sometimes they can be a little behind over there and new features and stuff. But all the main stuff that we teach people how to use is all rolled out over there by now at this point. So everything inside of ASM works just as well in the US as it does in Europe and really any Amazon platform today.
Perfect. Someone's asking, do I need employees in order to start this business and build it?
Yeah, no. I mean, some people, even though despite our best efforts to steer them otherwise, like they're still running this business, doing $500,000 a month with no employees. I recommend that at some point when your business is producing enough cash flow, hire some people to do customer support so you're not just running a job. Because there's no reason why some things like that you shouldn't have other people doing. But yeah, I mean, like you don't need any employees at all. Basically, your job is to market your products, decide what products to sell, keep your inventory in stock, and kind of manage the customer support side. So as long as you can take care of all those things on your own, you don't need any employees at all. When you do want to hire employees, we're going to recommend you start usually with the kind of stuff that ties you down on a day-to-day basis, which is customer support. And then maybe start moving up into some of the marketing tasks, maybe some social media kind of related stuff, some kind of maybe ad management and a few other tasks. But yeah, you can totally start this with no employees at all. Most people don't have employees for a while.
Perfect. And by the way, I'm just looking at the chat right now. So a lot of you guys, the videos and what we're referencing, you can find the links in the description of this YouTube video. If you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/FBA and put in your name and email, then I'll send you an email right away with the free video training that ASM has put together, only available for the next few days. So make sure at minimum you at least watch the free training that they have, because that's only going to be available for a limited time. And that will help you learn a lot more. There's a lot of really valuable information that you guys provide there about this opportunity and helping you make sure it's the right fit for you, as well as a link below where you can sign up for ASM. You can learn about all the details. They have a video there and a lot of copy for you to see more about what's included in it, as well as the bonus offer that I have available as well. The link to that's in the description. So I'm an affiliate for ASM. I've decided instead of creating my own course, I'd much rather partner with ASM because they're the best out there. That's what I started with, and that's what I can confidently recommend to you guys. And so instead of trying to create my own course, I decided to partner with them. And that's why I'm able to provide so many incredible bonuses for you guys that want my personalized help along this journey to help make sure that you guys accelerate the process and have everything that you need to succeed with it. One question I have that I've been getting from a few people as well is some people, they're skeptical and they don't necessarily believe that they can do this or that this will work for them. And maybe this would be a good time to transition a little bit more into the guarantee that you guys have for those that might be a little bit concerned or fearful. Maybe this might, you know, what if this doesn't work out for me or whatever it is. And you guys have put together something that I've never seen before where you guys are pretty much removing all the risk from someone being able to enjoy to join this program. So do you want to maybe share with people a little bit about the guarantees and what you'd say to someone that maybe has a bit of that fear, whether or not they can do this or not?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, first off, like, we've had people that have had zero experience do this. We've had people that have had all kinds of unrelated jobs do this. People that couldn't make other online business sort of models work for them do this. And so really, no matter where you're at, as long as you commit to it and do everything that we say as closely as possible to what we say in the training, then you should be successful. Like, there's no reason why you can't be. So that's the first thing. The other thing is, too, is that, like, you know, we know there is that uncertainty out there. It's in the day. It's not a small amount of money to get inside of an Amazing Selling Machine. And then after that, there's, you know, other costs. You have to invest in inventory and that kind of thing to build this business. And so we kind of have two guarantees. In the past, we've only had one. But, you know, we really wanted to sort of remove any reason why people wouldn't give this a try, a good wholehearted try. And so the first one is standard 30-day guarantee. You get inside now, you basically have until November 26th, which is a little longer than 30 days, to decide if this is right for you. If at any point in that time you say you want out, you're not confident you can do this, you don't like what's in the training, whatever, then basically you can get your full money back. All you do is let us know, and we'll give you 100% refund on anything that you've invested into ASM at that point. That includes a full pay, or whether you've had one payment or two payments or whatever, you basically have all that money given back to you. And so that's a kind of standard 30-day guarantee. And so there's really no risk there. Now, the other kind of pieces and why we've added on the second guarantee is that there is the situation that, like, you're like, okay, cool. Like, I want to go out there and build this business. I want to get inventory. I want to launch my products. I want to do all the marketing and all that sort of good stuff. But what if then it still doesn't work out? Because you are kind of, you know, we've given all the data to you, how well Amazon is doing, all the success stories and everything like that. But then, like, what if the opportunity is gone? Like, what if it doesn't work right now? That's why we've added the second guarantee, because we know for sure that it can work if you do everything that we say. And so we've added a second guarantee that we call the ASMA buyback promise, the 6-month buyback promise. So you basically have a full 6 months to give this thing a try. And so all you have to do is make sure that you follow the kind of requirements, which I can actually probably share my screen and go over real quick. Sure. It's not a whole lot of stuff. We're not trying to pull any tricky moves here. There's no hidden terms page or whatever. All we're trying to do is make sure that you actually follow what we're talking about. You actually go through the training. You actually get your inventory. You select the right kind of product and all that good stuff. Because what we're doing is really putting ourselves on the line here is that if in that 6 months you decide this thing isn't working for you, as long as you've done everything that we've asked you to do, if it doesn't work out, we'll essentially buy your business from you. Not only for what you've invested in ASM, but also up to $10,000 for the cost of your inventory, which sounds pretty insane, but we know how well this business works. And so we're more than happy that if you followed all the steps we've given you, we're more than happy to take that business on ourselves and grow it and sell it and do whatever we want to do. So we'll essentially buy your business, including your Amazon Seller Central account and everything. You just have to follow the steps. So the first 30-day guarantee, you can literally do nothing and get your money back. And the 6-month guarantee, you just have to follow the steps that we're talking about. And so I can share my screen real quick if Mr. Stefan lets me. Let's see. Okay, screen share. We'll jump over to this
one. By the way, I just threw in a link in the chat as well. So for you guys that you want to follow along what Matt's talking about here, there's a link to the buyback guarantee, and I'll also make sure I put it in the description afterwards as well.
Yep. So if you use the link he gave you, basically, or any other link he gives you for video 4, or you can use any page, just jump over to video 4, which is the last one. And you'll see we've got a video here that explains more stuff that I'm sure Stefan has been sharing with you. It says the doors are closing. But the important part we're talking about here, this is kind of a recap of everything that you get inside of here. But if I scroll down to this section here, you see the standard 30-day money-back guarantee. So that part's covered in there. But then here is the other part, the ASM 8 6-month buyback promise. Now, the part I've kind of already explained the value of all this. You know, we'll give you a full refund on all payments for ASMA. We'll reimburse you up to $10,000 for anything you've spent on inventory. Now, here are the requirements. Now, so this is the part. Like I said, there's no extra terms page or whatever. So you have to sign up for ASM8. If you're a past ASM member, this isn't available. So you have to sign up for ASM8 during this launch, essentially. And you can look at all these details on your own. I'm not literally going to read every word here. Earn the following badges, basically in the first 30 days. So it shows that you've set up your profile. You've joined the Facebook group, Breaking the Cycle, super simple one. You've set up a Seller Central account. You found opportunities. You found a supplier, and you placed your first inventory order. None of this is like a super sort of magical thing to accomplish that nobody can do. Place your down payment on first inventory order, your first 30 days. Watch every video basically during those 8 weeks as they're released. You need to comment on and sort of show you're engaging in the community. Then you need to attend the weekly group coaching calls or watch the recording. Obviously, if you're in a different country or if you're working a job, you may not be able to attend live, but make sure you attend those. Complete each step of the product launch and marketing steps. So basically showing that you've followed what we teach in the marketing steps. Because if you get your product live, like I was talking about, but don't follow everything, then like you haven't really given this thing a try. So you just got to follow all the marketing steps. Make sure you've set up your brand, your inventory has arrived at FBA. And then contact us between March 26th and April 26th. I believe that's about month five. Or emailing at us or by emailing us and let us know you want to take us up. And then we'll basically just verify you've done all this sort of stuff, and we'll kind of give you a refund on ASM and buy back your business for up to $10,000 in inventory value. That, at the end of the day, is the full requirements of this thing. There's nothing else to this. And so we know there are some things here, but obviously we have to cover ourselves legally in the case that, like, you just jump in here and you're like, 4 months later, I want my money back, but you haven't done anything. Like I said, you know, Stefan asked a great question. I could probably stop the screen sharing, but Stefan asked a great question about, you know, who is this right for and who is it not right for? And like I said, like, we don't think that it's right for people that don't really want to like fully give this thing a try. Like, we want people that are going to fully commit, and it's very congruent with this guarantee. You commit, you give it a try. We're willing to put ourselves on the line for you. If you want to come in here and not do anything, then this program and probably building a business isn't right for you either. So
that's awesome. I mean, I've never seen any guarantee like that before. I mean, you guys were so confident in what you're assuring works and the impact that it can make that, you know, even for those that are skeptical or do have those worries, you know, they've provided, you know, a way that if, you know, if for whatever reason it doesn't work out for you, you can still get your money back and they'll buy your inventory from you. So that's pretty irresistible. You know, on top of that, you guys get the bonuses and everything I'm providing within that time frame as well. So I don't see any reason why you wouldn't succeed. As Matt said, as long as you're committed to the process and you're willing to work hard and apply the steps, I really believe that anyone can do this. Anyone can succeed with this. Final questions before we wrap up. Someone's asking if you guys cover brand registry.
Yes, actually, that is kind of one of the other upgrades. So basically what's happened is that, like, we had ASM 7, which was 6 months ago. Doors have been closed to the public since then. So for ASM 7, doors had been closed for a year and a half before then. And so ASM 7 was a brand new ASM, literally created from scratch. So ASM 8, we didn't just use the same version as ASM 7. Like, we actually have replaced basically like 40% of the videos. Because things change on Amazon, we find opportunities to make this thing better, faster, more effective for people. So a lot of stuff changes, even though that was literally just 6 months ago. And so one of the things is that now there is training on brand registry, which is now super important.
Perfect. Another question is, so one thing I'll mention too is that if you guys want to sign up, I know a few of you have been interested in signing up over the phone. So if you guys have a phone number and everything, and it's in the link below to the page that you go to. But for those of you that are wondering if they can still get my bonuses by signing up over the phone, you can. Just make sure that you tell the phone rep that you want to be under Stefan James or Project Life Mastery, and then make sure that you forward the receipt to support@projectlifemastery.com so that we can get you guys set up with the bonuses. So I just want to mention that. And then, you know, another person's asked, one person's asked about whether or not ASM will be available again in the future. So there's some people that, you know, they're not able to join this time around. Some people are doing what they can to join to make sure it's the right opportunity for them. But some people are wondering whether or not it'll be available again in the future if they want to sign up a few months from now.
Yes. I mean, we're typically not like sort of like locking any dates in stone or any of that kind of thing. Cause at the end of the day, like our entire focus, like, cause we do all this sort of like, you know, couple week, probably longer than that, like sort of like launch process, like our entire focus once doors close is to like focus on the members that have just joined. And so like, if we were to find out that like we had to change things with the program that could delay stuff or may mean that like we need to spend a lot more time working with these people, there's a chance we like can't open ASM at that point. And so like, we don't have dates set in stone. Like we don't know for 100%. There is a good likelihood, to be honest, probably so, as long as everything goes well. But like, we don't put that stuff in stone because all we care about once door closed is making sure these people that have just joined for ASM make good results. And so that's kind of where we sit right now anyways.
Perfect. Awesome. I just want to make sure, I know you've got to get going soon, but I just wanted to see if there's any final things. I'm trying to answer that, by the way, I'm trying to pick the questions that are most beneficial to the most amount of people here. If I wasn't able to answer or Matt wasn't able to answer your questions, you guys can reach me personally over the next few days because I'm answering any questions that you guys have for those that are interested in joining ASM and making sure that you guys are under my bonuses, making sure that you guys are the right fit for it. If you're not the right fit, and this is, you know, you don't want to sign up, that's totally awesome. You're still awesome. I still love you. But this is more so for the people that really want to make sure that it is the right fit for them. So if you guys do have further questions for me, if you go to my bonus page, which is linked below at projectlifemastery.com/amazingsellingmachinebonus, there's a live chat box in the bottom right corner. Click on that. That's me that is there responding to people all day, all night. So you guys can chat with me if you'd like. You can ask me additional questions. I'm more than happy to answer that for you guys. Anything you guys have about Amazon or building this business, the bonuses, ESM. My last question for you, Matt, would be just any final advice that you'd have for someone either joining ESM or not joining ESM, someone that wants to build their online business, any final advice that just kind of getting into that journey, any advice that you'd have for them getting started?
Yeah, so I mean, like the things that I keep coming through, you know, at the end of the day, like I've built something like, or started, I want to say built, started probably like 20-something businesses. A lot of them didn't work out. Some of them I shut down because they didn't work out. A handful have worked out. But at the end of the day, like your biggest success is going to come from like getting started and sticking with something as much as possible and focusing. Like where, like I don't see nowadays, having sort of been through the experience I've been, kind of a quick ramp up in terms of success, had a lot of things that didn't work out. Like I don't see success as a sort of like mystical, like complicated thing. It's picking something and like constantly learning and not giving up. And so like you have to have all three of these ingredients. Obviously, if you never pick something, you're never getting started. And then like constantly learning is another big one, because I mean, it's kind of like the thing of like, okay, if I just work hard and I pick something and stay focused, sweet, I can be a construction worker and I'll be worth millions of dollars. And the problem is that like, they're not constantly growing. Nothing bad. Obviously, like we need all these people working in our society to make the world work. And people have other goals, family and all that good stuff. But you need to constantly be growing within whatever you're doing. And so regardless of where you start, it doesn't really matter. And so in the case of business, like you could be working hard, but you can be doing stuff that's not making any money. You can sit there and write $5 articles all day long, but it doesn't mean that it's actually going to do anything. So you want to constantly be pushing yourself to grow, but then also not be jumping into a million different opportunities. Like, you know, that's one thing that we also have done, not always perfectly, but we think we've done fairly well with ASM and with the community and our members and everything, is a lot of people back in the day, like they would kind of be like, okay, we got all these members in that are now doing physical products. Now I'm going to try to sell them an app course. So now I'm going to try to sell them this other business model that doesn't make sense to us. Like I don't want, because I care about our members, like I don't want them getting distracted and trying to build an app business or trying to do this and trying to do that. It's like, you've chosen a model, stick with it all the way till the end until the thing is successful. And so I think those things are absolutely critical. So like, there's obviously a lot of people that are sharing a lot of different things. There's other ways to build businesses. There's other great models out there, which is perfectly fine, but you have to pick something and then stick with it no matter what until it's either successful or you're damn sure it's not going to be successful. But I find a lot of people kind of stop way shy of that. And so they keep sort of, they start something, they get it going, and then they change their mind. Start something, get it going, change their mind. Start something, get it going, change their mind. And they never pick up traction in anything. I have to tell you, like, you know, when I left college, I went to an investment banking job. So I had a lot of people I knew. I was around a lot of people. Like it was a crazy kind of trading shop. So people are yelling across the room. It's a big open office. I went from that to running my own business on a laptop in my apartment. And it's a very different kind of social change. Sometimes I was like sitting there and be like, man, what the hell am I doing running this like internet business? I was like, this thing is horrible. Like, I don't want to just sit here by myself. But honestly, it changed everything in my life when I sort of stuck with that. And I found ways to sort of make the thing work. I got into mastermind groups. I went to events. I, you know, sort of built a community. I've got friends. I run businesses with business partner, all this sort of stuff. But it was because I never quit on that thing that I started. And so that's hugely important that if you want to be successful, whether it's ASM or whatever else, pick something and don't stop. I got a lot of friends that I grew up with that first off, they struggle picking something, and they do pick something, but then 3 weeks later, they're changing their minds because they see somebody on Facebook that posts a different kind of thing that looks cool. So pick something, constantly learn, and don't give up, regardless of whether it's ASM or anything else.
Awesome. I totally agree. You know, I call it committing to the process of mastery, not dabbling. And I definitely think that's the key to this and the key to success. So listen, I want to thank you so much, Matt, for taking the time. Really appreciate it. I know you're busy. I know you got to get back to work. A lot of people here definitely appreciated it and enjoyed what you had to share. And like I said, for those that are here right now, I'll be answering questions over on the bonus page in the live chat. So if you guys want to reach me directly, then that's the best place to do it. And I'll make sure that I can answer you guys and add as much value to you guys as possible. So thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Stefan. And thanks, everyone, for watching.
Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.